joined by manager Andy Clarkson after tonight's dramatic 2-1 win over Earlhamere at the Brian Addison Stadium. Can you sum that up in words? I don't know if I can.
Not really, Mark, no. What a fantastic result at the end of the day. I thought the first half, we were lucky to go in at 1-0, in fairness. You know, we backed the wall a bit in the first half, and I blame myself for not getting the lads going right early on. And we made a slow start to the game. We came in 1-0 down at half-time. We had a few choice words in the dressing room, and obviously what stays in the dressing room stays there. And they came out, and we were a different side in the second half. All credit to the lads.
I mean, like you say, it was bats against the wall, really, for the first half. But I suppose in the second half, you'd seen how they played. They tried to spray it out wide and get crosses into the box, and whatever you said at half-time certainly worked.
Yeah, we went through what they were doing and how they were hurting us in the first half and how we weren't coping with it. I said my bit. They gave up, gave him a bit of a choice words. Terry then got onto the formation play, and the lads took to it. And in the second half, we had two banks of four. Played as two banks of four, and obviously the lad in the hole and the lad up front did really well. We made the changes. The three lads that came on were exceptional tonight, and you know, we took the game to them in the last 15-20 minutes, and you could see the lads that were running the show for their team in the first half were nowhere near in the second half, and that's why they made the changes. We forced their changes, and we got our just rewards in the end.
I mean, it's fair that you point that out, really, because I thought the two that they took off were probably their best two players, really, and it perhaps changed the momentum a bit last 25 minutes, really, as we grew into the game. I mean, let's talk through them two goals first. That is just a textbook goal from Galpet, that. I don't think anyone at this level strikes the ball as cleanly as he does.
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, the linesman did so well, didn't he? The referee was waving play on. The linesman was flagging away, and the linesman sort of overruled the referee and gave the free kick, which we were elated about. And I said to Terry, I just said, look, he hits this clean, he'll score. He hits the target, and he did. It was a great strike by Gal. Got us right back in the game. And I just said to Terry, I went, we're going to win this game. So anyway, we went 4-4-2, didn't we? We changed the formation. We went 4-4-2, and we took the game to them. And what a goal at the end there, wasn't it? You know, great goal, great counter-attack, great ball in. And you know what? The lad never gave up, put it in with his head nicely to take all 3 points.
I mean, that's what Deering's done, really, since moving into the middle of midfield. He offers something a bit different that I don't think we've had this season. A bit of power, a bit of strength, and loves to get forward and score them sort of goals.
Dino's been fabulous. He's took to that centre midfield like, you know, like he's played there all his life. And I was speaking to his dad actually a few weeks back, and obviously he's been playing left side, right side, this, that and the other, and he's more suited to a central role. And tonight, the first half I think we're a little bit at sea. The second half we were more solid, weren't we? And yeah, he's a box to box player, and he's got a good energy about him, and he deserved his goal and deserved the man of the match.
I think much like not being able to sum up the game, I'm not really sure I can give you and Terry and the lads enough praise, the fact that you've now gone 7 games unbeaten. I'm not sure I can really put that into words.
If you can't put it into words, nor can I. All I can say is comments around the ground is, you know, there's a little bit of belief there now from the lads. They're all saying it in the dressing room, you know, they're all buying into what we said early days. I keep repeating myself, buying into what me and Terry are saying about being organised, being fit, being solid, working as a team. And you know what? The morale's fantastic. And talk to a few lads in the bar afterwards, the older heads, and just left them now, actually. And they're sort of saying, you know, weeks and weeks ago before we came in, that if they'd gone 1-0 down at half-time, they'd have thought, here we go again. And the heads were down. They were actually disappointed to go 1-0 down and thinking, quite rightly, getting a bollocking, and actually quite upset with themselves for going 1-0 down. And to get back into the game and then get the win, it's a fantastic achievement for the lads. So, yeah, all in all, it's been a great first 7 games.